mind.
Hey, that's true. That's true. Let's not throw that junk down the storm drains. I'm looking at you, my weird neighbors around the corner. I know you're throwing your used motor oil down there. I know it.
Motor oil?
Motor oil. I feel like they're the people who would do that.
Wow.
They have like 9 cars. I'm exaggerating. They have like 5 cars.
They're car people.
They're car... Yeah, and boat people. Larry Trask, hey, man.
Hi.
It's nice to see you. What?
Thank you.
What would your theme song be? We've been talking about the lack of theme music for the Occupy Wall Street movement.
My theme song.
What would yours be? This is not even my idea. This is from the person who is pretending to be you on Twitter, not Larry Trask. Asks, quote, what would my theme song be? Lose Big.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Do wrong right.
Get out of my dreams, get into my car.
That's another good one.
Winds of Change, Scorpion. How about Electric Warrior by T-Rex?
I don't know that one.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just like to make T-Rex references.
I'd have to think about it.
Well, you should. How are you?
Oh, great.
You're driven today.
Can you believe it? That didn't even sound fake, did it?
No, you were actually great, huh?
Yeah, because I had such a nice weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was awesome.
What happened?
Super fun. Friday at the Logger.
Oh, with the Fling.
No, the Trouble.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, huh? The Trouble. So, yeah, Friday night, and I stayed at the hotel in Blue Lake.
Which one?
The Casino Hotel.
Okay.
Which was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was super nice.
I never stayed there.
This room was big. It was, you know, it's brand new, so everything clean and nice.
Did you walk there from the Logger?
Yeah.
Nice.
From the
Look at you.
Andy gave me a ride to the Logger, and I walked back. Because I knew...
Rock House Jones?
No, Mr. Powell.
From Strix Vega.
Yes, Andy. Okay. Because I knew... I wasn't going to, you know, I was going to enjoy my beverages responsibly, but I knew that probably at the end of the night I would have had too many to legally drive, so why even make that an issue?
You know they don't care in Blue Lake, though, right?
Well, I know, but once you get out of Blue Lake, like, oh, yeah, it's totally cool to drive drunk in Blue Lake, but once you get outside the city limit, then you're in trouble. So that was nice. It was really fun. Love the Logger.
People know we're joking. They do know that.
Right? Sure. Okay, sure. Everybody knows it.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so Andy from Strix Vega, the bassist slash keyboard player.
Good
so
man.
I was helping some folks move over the weekend, and this was on the side of their U-Haul van.
I saw that.
Doesn't that guy look like Andy from Strix Vega?
I was immediately going to retweet that.
You should retweet it.
Well, but everybody who knows Andy is in your circle.
That's a good point.
But yeah, that was amazing.
Those illustrations on the side of U-Haul vans that depict American history are not bad.
No, they're beautiful.
Okay, so you Flat continue.
I forget where I was.
Oh, well, you were at the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So great time just hanging out with super fun people and just a really fun time on Saturday, Friday. Then Saturday, came down here, the Fling.
They were great.
They were super good, and they were really nice guys. Like, they were hipsters, definitely SoCal hipsters.
Okay.
But they were nice. They were cool. I was asking the guy questions about his guitar, and he was like, it's a...
You wouldn't have heard of it.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain.
I got it at a thrift shop.
Yeah. No, it was very cool.
It's vintage.
So that was fun, and then went and watched the ball game with some more fun people. I made some risotto on Saturday night.
I heard you made tons of risotto.
I did, tons of effing risotto, as a matter of fact. I modified the recipe, though.
Yeah?
Because I denigrated it a little bit because I take my risotto very seriously, and there's certain things that you have to do that weren't included in this recipe.
Did you put wine in it?
Well, we did put, yeah.
Okay.
Wine. We put a whole bottle of wine, as a matter of fact, which
that's like booze soup.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it had the effect of making the rice really glutinous. Like it gets creamy. Like you want your risotto to be creamy, but not glutinous.
You mean like
really like sticky?
Like the sin?
No, that's gluttonous.
Okay. Like gluten. Sorry.
Yeah. So it had the effect of making the risotto like extremely rich, but also a little bit. More, it moved from creamy to glutinous, which you don't want. But whatever, it was fine. And yes,
I'm sorry, I can't think straight. Can you tell me, is gluttony still a sin?
I believe that is yes, a mortal sin.
A mortal sin?
I think so.
Damned to hell for gluttony?
I guess. I don't know.
Like it's up there with adultery.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know these things.
Okay.
Do we have any Catholics in the building?
I went to Catholic high school.
Well, then you tell me.
I think it is.
Okay.
Still a sin. I don't think they downgraded it.
Man, that would suck if you find yourself you're in hell for gluttony and you're thinking, I could have been having adultery.
Yeah.
Yeah, like no extra penalty.
Yeah, it's a little asterisk. Yeah, you did great. You didn't lie. You didn't murder anybody. You were faithful your whole life, but...
You went to the Sizzler one time too often.
That Don's Donut Run.
Yeah.
We saw that.
Come on.
You can't be eating 9 fritters in a night.
How many...
Okay, continue, please.
Anyway. So anyway, that was it. And then Sunday, Zach was here. And
sounds like you had a no-home weekend.
Yeah, I did. I did for the first 2 days, and then I stayed for Eel River style.
Should we stop calling it No-Hum, by the way? Because we all know it's Central Hum. You got ways to go before you hit the border.
I think No-Hum is fine.
You think so?
I think let's just not have...
Yeah, but this is the grief Centum. That we give San Franciscans for calling themselves Northern Californians. We know that's Central California.
Yeah, but, you know, are we going to make a big issue? Like, if you go down there and someone says, oh, yeah, is this your first time in Northern California? I live in Northern California. You know, you're not going to do that. So I think we should just get rid of Centum entirely, and we got No-Hum and So-Hum.
Yeah, but So-Hum Pride is so awesome, and No-Hum Pride is not even nearly as awesome. Like, if we True. Had Cent-Hum, then we would have a more specific sort of rallying cry. We're from the middle.
I know, but Cent-Hum...
Cent-Hum.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
Cent-Hum Soldier. You see those bumper stickers like people roll around with So-Hum Soldier on the back?
Yeah.
I would think twice about a move like that.
Where, in your mind, does So-Hum begin?
At the Mendocino border.
Really? Okay. No. Oh, well, I mean, going south.
Okay. Where I don't know. I guess people from Rio Del might self-identify.
You think they're so?
But I think Rio Del is sent home.
Me too.
I think culturally Fortuna is the northernmost outpost of So-Hum.
I don't know if I would say that's true.
You know?
Well, I mean, compare and contrast.
Fortuna wants anything to do with Arcata.
Well, yes, but Fortuna doesn't look anything like Arborville.
That is true.
So,
okay, let's split it. Can we say Miranda?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere right. around there. That's good.
All right.
Anyway, that was my weekend. It was fabulous.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, really nice.
You sound great.
Thank you. How was yours?
It was fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, I moved some people, carried some boxes. Good times.
Good.
Went to, what did I actually had a busy weekend. I went to, wow, I'm spacing it. A North Coast Journals thing.
Oh, yeah, right.
At the Playhouse. That was nice.
Yeah, you
a lot of nice people. Free food.
Good.
Hey, yo, free food.
Nice.
The best food you can get. Objectively good food, as voted on by journal listeners.
Delicious.
And then there was something else that was exciting, too. I went to the beach like 4 times.
Did you play disc golf with Zach?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I'm really rethinking that, though, because he wanted to play disc golf, and I'm no good, but I would love to play disc golf with Zach Deputy.
I know. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You should have seen this collection. They had like 100 discs. They had a mad collection of discs.
Because he's sponsored.
Yeah, I know.
His manager dude was telling me on the phone that he's got discs that aren't even available on the street yet.
Wow.
I want some of that underground disc action.
To hang out with Zach.
Maybe it does loops. Like loops that go parallel to the ground. Like boomerangs that just keep circling.
Oh, like that.
Spiral.
Like that thing I showed you. The floaty disc.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was so cool.
Yeah. By the way, somebody was popping in here to say, oh, never mind.
Okay.
Well, what have you got?
Well, you know, nothing too much.
Nothing too much, huh?
I was looking at your shirt earlier today.
Green.
Yes, a lovely green shirt. In a, what do you call this, the style of shirt? There's a certain
polo?
Name for it. Yeah, polo shirt, right.
Polo shirt.
And you have another shirt of the same style, but a different color that you proudly wear.
Hey, hold on for a second. Time out. I'm sorry, dude.
Okay.
Now I've got like 4 emails that all say the same thing, so we'll go with it, which is to say that the Arcata Plaza is all kinds of riled up right now.
Okay.
And somebody's getting arrested. Helicopters, rabble-rousers, quote, cops keep coming and people are yelling out there. We'll probably be over in a little bit, but some sort of thing is happening on the plaza right now. And here's another email from Adrienne. She says, major police activity at sidelines on the plaza. Huge crowd. What's up? I don't know.
Wow. Can we get a... Could someone call in?
Yeah. If anybody's out there on the plaza, you call 786-K-HUM right now and walk outside with your phone.
Yeah, we need a report.
Exactly.
Okay,
so...
Anyway...
Yes, I do have another shirt like this. And yes, it is not a masculine color.
Right, but you sort of wear it, I wouldn't say aggressively, but you, assertively.
I'm taking it back.
Because you're... Right.
Right.
What color is that?
It is pink.
I'm sorry.
It's pink.
I don't understand. Oh, do you mean mine is green?
Mine is green?
Is that what you're saying?
You like light red?
Because pink doesn't exist. This is a little hard to understand. And I'm getting this news from Australia, so grain of salt it. But according to scientists, there's no such thing as pink light. What you see is red and blue together, which is called minus green.
Minus green?
Yes.
So this is like the square root.
The color something. Pink does not exist. There's no such thing as pink light, meaning that the blind spot on the color spectrum is merely a stopgap for all the remaining invisible light waves, which I have no idea what that means. That sentence makes no sense to me. But if you'll click that link.
Okay. Now I'm allowed to click the that I provided. Link here. Okay.
Now, and you scroll down a little bit to where you see that pink spot.
Uh-huh.
Stare at that for 45 seconds or so.
Okay.
And then when you're done staring, move over to the white space beside the pink dot and tell me what you see.
You want me to do this right now?
Could you please?
Sure, no problem.
And I'll fill while you're staring.
Okay, so again, stare at the pink spot for 1 minute. Everybody listening, just look at something pink for a minute and then look at something white. All right, so 45 seconds?
Yeah.
This won't be weird.
Mine is green, is what they call it.
I was really hoping that you'd bring something visual to the medium of radio.
Pretty and mine is green.
Okay, so...
Hey, that was passive-aggressive remark.
Pass-ag? No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
It's not. I'm serious.
In the form of a compliment, you're actually giving me a little...
No. To quote the great Ken Friedman, radio needs more sight gags.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
All right. Pretty and mine is green. We have to rename that.
Can you look at my watch? Because I can't look at it because I'm staring
at
this
thing. Well, you
don't
have to... Oh, okay.
You said 45.
Okay. Wow, this is an awesome watch.
You know, I'm told I'm not supposed to wear that watch south of Willits.
Why?
It's not cool.
Well.
I need it for work.
It's a runner's watch.
Yeah, I know. That's why I tell people. Like, I run, and I need to know how long, you know, a break is or whatever, so I can, you know, I use it a lot.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
So, like, if you're going out for something or other?
Sure. Like, I'd put on a five-minute song, and I'd take Charlie out for, a quick run, and then I would
get
know.
That for a comment. All right, you got about five more seconds.
And then I have to look at the white spot?
Look at the white space. One.
I'm going cross-eyed.
Two, three, four, five. You're good.
Oh, whoa. Okay. It's totally green. I'm seeing a green spot.
Right.
On the white.
Now, when I first stumbled upon this, I thought, okay, perfect. Because I can make reference to your shirt.
Right.
Which you proudly assert that you're a man who wears pink.
I wear pink. You know who loves pink? Girls.
They do.
Yeah.
They do indeed. And, you know, it's kind of cool. Revelation. What do you mean there's no pink? But wait a second. Here's my question for you. And I actually don't know the answer to this. But aren't there lots of colors that are blends of a couple of different colors?
Sure.
So
is it like white, the blend of all of them?
I think so, yeah.
And I call BS on this.
Black is the absence of everything. And there's all kinds of colors. What do you mean pink doesn't exist?
Okay.
So, like, if pink doesn't exist, and I could see what they're saying. Okay, look at the color spectrum. Maybe there's no little sliver that's pink. But there's a billion colors that are mixes that don't exist on the color spectrum that are mixes. Isn't that right?
I claim BS on this stuff.
All right.
And I hate to be one of these, like, these people that sort of traffic the Bill O'Reilly chat boards. But, like, in my gut, I know it's a real thing. I'm looking at the Arcata Plaza cam right now because Old Shake, he sent it over here. And it doesn't look like there's too much of a ruckus going on the plaza at this very second.
I don't see anything.
No. And,
I got 329 unread emails.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
What does Jim say about pink?
What does Jim say about pink? Let's take a look. Pink. Try to find pink or purple in a rainbow. Not there.
Okay, but we all know what we mean when we say, "Oh, she was wearing a pink shirt." You know,
again, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's a real thing,
right?
I say pink exists.
Okay,
they come out with any new colors since neon?
Is neon a color?
Must be.
No.
When you see something and it's neon, how do you describe it? Neon green. I guess it's a tone.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. There's a biker on the plaza. There's a fast walking pedestrian.
Are there any jackbooted thugs?
I don't see any jackbooted thugs.
Okay.
I could watch this. You know what we could do is just watch the plaza cam and, like, take bets on how many seconds it will take for a pedestrian to just jump out in traffic as though they own the street.
You and your auntie.
I hate driving in Arcata. And I love Arcata, and I'm glad that it's hard to drive there. But when you actually have to, oh, it's the worst.
It sucks to park there.
No, I don't know. You can always find a spot in Arcata, I think.
Well, I guess.
A few blocks away,
I guess,
but
when
never
I,
more than a few blocks.
Well, when I go there, like for North Country Fair or something like that, I'm parking way up by the cemetery.
The cemetery?
Yeah. Remember where that church burned down?
There's a cemetery in Arcata?
Yeah.
Where?
I think 9th Street.
There's no cemetery in Arcata.
Sure there is.
Really?
Yeah, all the way at the north end of town.
Huh.
There's a church.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. Wow, that you park all the way up there?
Well, I had to last time for the North Country Fair.
Well, there's less students up there, which means your odds of one of them jumping in front of your car. It's seriously, you know what it's like? It's like birds. Like, I don't want to hit a bird. Stop flying in front of my car.
How about, in Thailand, in Bangkok, the way you cross the street is just walk out there.
One lane at a time.
And don't stop walking.
Keep your arms to your side.
Yeah.
Right.
And just keep walking at a steady pace. Don't stop if a car thinks it's going to hit you, because otherwise you'll never get across
the
street.
Yeah, you telegraph your motion.
Yeah.
And you just stand firm.
Here I am. Don't hit me.
Safe place to be.
I'm going to give that pink a C minus.
The pink story?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a solid B.
Okay.
Now, when next time I see pink, I'm going to be like, not a real thing. And then people are like, prove it. And I'll go, just think about a rainbow. Or just think about Roy G. Biv.
Where's your pink in there? It's not Roy G. Piv.
Yeah, that's what you should do, is approach it like a thug. It's not Roy G. Piv. You want a piece? You really own that. All right, what's it going to be? You're all potted up here.
Okay. There's no way you'll figure out the relevance of the song, but it's very relevant.
All right, it's KHUM Garberville, Eureka Arcata. Sing.